You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Are the retailers' losses going to be your gains today? Any suggestions for things to do on the day after Christmas? We're going to have some coming up. If you have any, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. We're also talking about streaks. The LA Lakers beat the Celtics last night, possibly setting up a great rivalry for the NBA finals or the playoffs. They ended the longest winning streak in Boston basketball history. What's your favorite streak?
Hello, this is Rick Wolf from Chicago, Illinois. And, of course, the greatest streak, most infamous, is the Chicago Cubs' winless streak of, again, not getting to the World Series for 100 years. That's got to be the best streak.
That's a memorable one if you're in Chicago. Can't get that one out of your head. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org.
And speaking of Chicago, where it's been tough to travel through this holiday season, in fact, it's been tough all over the country because of bad weather. And here at The Takeaway, we are trying to ask experts to look into their crystal ball and tell us what we can expect next year. And traveling next year, is it going to be as good as it's been this year or as bad as it's been this year? And for answers to those questions, we turn to Barbara Peterson, a senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler, who's got some thoughts about 2009. Welcome, Barbara.
It's great to be here.
And what a year it's been in air travel. I think many of us would have thought at this point we'd be talking about a bailout package for the airlines given the ups and downs of oil prices this past year.
Yes, well, that actually would have been, I think, a topic in the past. And, of course, right after 9/11, the airlines did get a direct handout from the government. However, though, these are different times. The airlines, strangely, are actually in a better shape now because they've been through the crisis. You know, the last few years, they've lost almost $30 billion. And most major airlines actually went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which sort of acts kind of like a rinse cycle. You know, it gets them, they don't have to pay their bills for a while. They can get their house in order, and they did. And then just as it looked like they were turning the corner, then the oil prices spiked. So then they had another crisis hit. And again, what they did was shrink even further. So now it looks like they may actually be in better shape than a lot of other industries, believe it or not.
So in 2009, if the airlines are in better shape, what is that going to mean for consumers who are flying? More consistent prices for seats on planes, less crowded planes, more joyous occasion to travel.
Or any joy at all.
Any joy at all, right, going to the airport.
Well, I wish I could give you that prediction, but I'm afraid, you know, reality has to set in here. If the airlines have their way, planes will be fuller than ever, and here's the reason why. They have shrunk their capacity so they can get demand more in line with supply. See, the problem in the past is there were just too many seats chasing too few passengers, which is great for passengers. That means the airlines have to resort to a lot of discounting to fill those seats. Now what they've done, though, is they've parked more than 500 planes, probably out in some desert somewhere. That is the equivalent of a major airline suddenly vanishing overnight. Okay, that has really shrunk the capacity. It's more than 15% overall of available seats. So, yes, there will be fewer flights, but they will be still full. Now, that all does depend on the economy. If the economy continues this tailspin, then the airlines, of course, will have trouble even filling those reduced number of seats. And we will see fare sales. They're always fare sales. They're never going to go away. And what I advise consumers is look for Southwest. That's always what I say. Look for where they're going. Look for where they're flying, because fares inevitably go down when they enter a city.
I want to get your thought on something that Bob Crandall told us, the former chairman of American Airlines. He said he thought that we should be treating the airlines like a utility, that they need to be part of a national travel policy and set up in a way where it's most efficient for us to get where we need to go.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with his calls for sort of a re-regulation of the airline business. And I think that's interesting because American Airlines was one of the airlines that profited the most, actually, from deregulation.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
But, no, I think he has an interesting point. I think a lot of the reason why the system still strikes a lot of us as dysfunctional is not so much the airline side, it's the airport and the airways. It's the air traffic control system, which is really outmoded, and that has been overdue for modernization for a long time. And so therefore, you know, we have a very inefficient system. We have airports that have too many flights scheduled to go than they can handle. We have other airports that are underutilized. And I think he feels that the government has sort of just basically taken a back seat to all of this in the last 8 years.
So if you could sum up what you think some of the things travelers need to keep in mind as they head to the airport this year, what would be that one or two things?
Well, I'd say, first of all, look for the airports where things aren't as crowded. You still have some choices. Even though they're contracting flights dramatically, you can certainly get better deals if you're creative. The other way to be creative is to watch out for those fees. You know, the airlines have been piling on the fees, and they're essentially charging for anything that isn't bolted down. Not all airlines charge the same fees. Try to pack light. Try not to check a bag because, you know, they'll charge you for it and they may lose it, too.
Oh, they may lose it. That's bad. Well, safe travels and thanks, Barbara Peterson. Barbara is a senior aviation correspondent at Condé Nast Traveler.
They charge you for looking at them wrong, for thinking about a snack, not even
getting a snack. But what's interesting is she's saying they're actually in better shape. It's kind of working as they look forward. So perhaps the planes will keep flying. They may be crowded, but at least they're going to be going to where you want them to go.
Fewer planes and fuel prices are down.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.